Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Danny Milliken with Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
That is right. Home Show Garden Pros, we're here. Anita Nelson.
Welcome.
Welcome to you as well, to all of you out there in Radioland.
Radioland.
You know, it's like sounds like an amusement park.
We're kind of. In Radioland.
Yeah.
They're out there in the real world.
They're in the real world. Mm-hmm. We're here in Radioland. So we're glad you guys are here. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Love talking gardening. Pretty confident in our skill set. We have experts that roll through like Anita here, kind of co-hosting, making the show great. And we have our experts from a variety of different places, different specialties. You, almost more than anyone else, have like a specialty.
Yes,
of the water gardening.
Real niche gardener in the aquatic world. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm talking like a worldwide superstar over here in the water gardens aquatic world.
Yeah,
that's. See, she's not denying it. See, it's
small
true.
Small fish. No, big fish in a little pond, a real little pond.
Yeah, basically the Beyonce of water gardening.
I don't want to be compared to Beyonce.
Basically the Carrie Underwood of.
No.
Do you want the Madonna?
Don't go anywhere.
Madonna,
there.
The Madonna of. No, okay. The Anita Nelson of water gardening. Okay, great. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. She's here. Our other places that give us our experts, our co-op members is what we call them. So
like
we'll,
Sherry knows a lot about soil.
Like Sherry knows a lot about soil. Yeah, Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons. Also, there's Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens. I say that because they do installations.
And Danny knows a lot about fruit trees.
Fruit trees, yeah. Mm-hmm. Joey does too.
Is it Joey?
He really loves veggies too. It's
veggies?
Really great. Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood and Kingwood Garden Center up there as well. And also Nature's Way Resources, straight up 45, just past the Woodlands. Ton of actually native plants.
Yep.
You may sometimes see native plants in the name of something. It doesn't really mean they have native plants. Nature's Way Resources has the legit proven native plants, and they have a bunch of native plants that are part of the Woodlands Water Smart deal that you actually get a rebate on your taxes if you plant these plants, which is kind of awesome.
That is cool, but how much paperwork does it involve?
Yeah, that's a great question. Is it $12 for 3 days of paperwork?
Yeah.
I think it's just one form, and then it's like a pretty good little chunk of change.
But at least you made me think of John Ferguson, who also is a huge expert in compost.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And soil expert. And just he's a studier, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's great. We got a great mix of experts here. But that is why we're able to really give you the information that you need.
Yes.
There's always – Houston is a wonderful gardening city. It is absolutely a terrific gardening city. More so than some other places, we have a lot of like variants. We have a lot of like change.
We do.
Like our one summer is not going to be the same as a previous summer. One spring may have
one part of Houston is not going to be like another part of Houston.
Yes. Yeah. It's sprawling.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like you think of February this year mm-hmm. versus February last year.
Yes.
And then summer last year versus summer this year. I mean, that you know, there's this notion in Houston that you can't garden because it's too hot or the clay or something like that, but you can definitely garden, and we're here to help you figure out how.
Yes.
A lot of new gardeners out there, we love you. Good job taking up gardening.
We do.
So.
And we understand.
Yes, yes. Today we're going to take a close look at some great tropicals to plant, things that are evergreen that have proven really kind of resistant to our weather,
mm-hmm.
Thriving in the heat. And making it through the cold. A lot of times that means it grows back after a freeze, not makes it through unscathed.
Do you know there's a plant, it's called the powder puff plant or the fairy duster plant. It's
Calicarpa.
Calicarpa. I thought I lost it.
Yeah.
In the freeze. It came back, and a lot of plants are coming back in the last month from the freeze.
Yeah, I noticed that as well.
Yes.
It's very interesting. Or they're really like hitting a new gear.
Yes.
Almost like a new growth gear in the last month.
So things are tougher than you expected.
Right. We're going to touch on lawn issues that we're seeing a lot right now. There's some we get a lot of folks out there that are like, oh, lawns, monoculture. But, you know, we all got them. We all walk on them. They're really nice ground cover, take up a lot of square footage. If you do it right, they're environmentally friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that, environmentally positive.
Yes.
So something to remember there. So as we kind of talk through the show, we want to help you out. So know that. We love talking to you here live. We have a great website, homeshowgardenpros.com. Our Facebook group is great. We got a fun Facebook Live we'll talk about later. But 281-496-5711. That's
281-496-5711.
Call us. Yes, we want to hear from you. We want to help you out. Whatever you're dealing with, we'll have a conversation about it. We'll be right back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall is the best time to be outside and the most important time to care for your lawns and gardens. Use MicroLife all-organic fertilizers, liquids, and granulars. Mother Nature will love you for it. Brown patch in your lawn? Not a problem. Use MicroLife Brown Patch or MicroLife MicroGrow. Always safe and always effective. No matter what you plant, MicroLife organic fertilizers are your best choice. MicroLife organic fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. Visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run. Sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Sherry Hara from Plants for All Seasons in Northwest Houston.
I'm Joey Linderman from Enchanted Nurseries and Landscapes in Richmond.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 281-496-5711.
So you mentioned composting, Anita, when we were talking about John. And there's a company that John's like mentored a little bit, and they're in relationships with him business-wise too. That's Moonshot Composting. Composting is so important for society. I know that sounds like a weird thing to say, but there's some things that are just universally good. Using less water, caring about clean air, right? And composting. Composting does affect clean air and clean water because if you compost your food waste, it does not turn into greenhouse gas and it doesn't go to a landfill, that's really good news. Those are two very big positives that happen when you compost. Now, at home, when you compost, it takes a lot of know-how, it takes up some space, right? And then also, sometimes it's messy, especially if you kind of don't know what you're doing, if it's too wet, if it's too dry, it doesn't turn into compost. But here's what's great, is you can actually participate in the composting system without all that space, all that know-how, use that space for gardening. That's where Moonshot Compost comes in. They offer a weekly curbside pickup or a weekly drop-off where you drop it off at a different location, providing you the power to compost without the hassles. I think it's a pretty awesome program because it can get more people, apartments, condos, homeowners that don't want to, you know, actually have a compost, the ability to compost. They give you all the supplies. All you do is they give you this airtight container. You put your food waste in there. This is really nutrient-rich, high nitrogen material that's dynamite in a compost. You put it in their bin they give you, and they take it to places like Nature's Way Resources. And the coolest part, the best part, well, I think the best part is that you're participating in a positive, beneficial societal action, right? But a great part for you is that you earn compost, Nature's Way compost, in your yard or garden. That's a big deal. So you're getting better compost than you can possibly make in your own home composting system. You don't have to do the space to take it up or deal with the smells. And it's all local. It's amazing stuff. So Moonshot Compost, offering drop-off and pickup services. Get started now. See how easy and clean composting can be. Startcomposting.com. Startcomposting.com. Awesome stuff. 281-496-5711. Randy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. You got a question for Anita?
Good morning. I have a lawn question for y'all.
Yeah.
Back during the summer, I noticed some different shape brown patches showing up in my yard, and very random, nothing that I could really find on the internet. So I talked to the guy who does our yard, and he thinks that it's possibly from the tires on the mower that they use. They use these big, you know, walk-behind mowers or ride-on mowers. And he said he's seen a few times where the tires would get so high when they stopped to change the bag, you know, to empty the bag or whatever, that heat from the tires has killed those spots in the lawn. Number one, have you heard of that? And number two, how can I get those spots to, you know, return, you know, to get those brown spots to return?
So these are like little eight-foot pieces, squares, 8-inch squares, like little 8-inch things?
Well, yeah, it's like, you know, you can picture like one of these big mowers that they kind of stand on and they mow. You have the wide, you know, rubber tires. Well, they'll stop in the middle of the yard to change the bag. I've kind of watched them the way they do it.
Yeah.
And then when they move, you know, it might take them, you know, a minute, 2-3 minutes. And then when they move on, you know, I noticed that, you know, the next 2 or 3 days, those spots where those tires were turning brown. So they're kind of random, all, you know, where they stop in the yard, and they're shaped just like basically like a tire shape, you know?
Yeah, I don't.
Have you ever heard of that?
I don't think the heat can do it. What can be, and I need to obviously jump in here, but my my thought is going to, you're saying they're refueling gas. If some of the fuel is dripping.
No, they're emptying the bags.
Emptying the bags.
They're emptying the bags, so the mower sits there stagnant for, you know, 2-3 minutes.
Yeah.
And this is back during the summer when it's 100 degrees, and those tires sit on those landscape trailers the whole day.
Well, you know, let's not worry too much about diagnosis. It sounds like that it's not spreading, but you're having a repetitive problem. It could be that. Could be the exhaust. Mm-hmm. I mean, the shapes sound kind of like what we would describe as dog urine spots, right?
They're fairly, you know, maybe like an oval spot, maybe, you know, a foot or two, you know, 18 inches long and, you
so
know,
treatment,
12 inches wide, maybe.
We're going to go straight to treatment here. Anita, what's your take on treatment?
I would, first of all, just compost that area. And then if this is a continuing problem, have you noticed like a spot that had happened, that this happened? Well, you said it happened during the 100-degree weather. Are those spots still dead, or are they, the grass is creeping back in there?
Several of them are still dead. I think the grass is starting to creep back in on the sides. But, yeah, it's not something that looks like it's spreading from those areas. I think it is, you know.
Well,
definitely.
I would definitely compost and microlife those areas for sure.
So we're saying it's a Nature's Way compost.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Do just a little circle, kind of goes past the dead parts. And then follow up with some microlife. Here's the thing, though. You don't have to pick up your grass blades.
Right.
If you mulch those grass blades, it's kind of like fertilizing. Almost no plant material has as much nitrogen as a blade of grass. And their mowers chop them up real, real tight, real, real small. They'll be happy to avoid it. You'll be getting some free fertilizer. And then also, they'll never stop, you know.
Yeah.
And so you won't get the spots. It's really kind of a win-win-win. And then where's the grass going, too, right? They're just putting them in bags, putting them out front.
Right.
Like, that's
right.
Fertilizer. That is nitrogen and carbon that you're just sending out of your yard. I would stop bagging. That, to me, is the easiest solution to me. I mean, it's...
Okay. Yeah, it's a good idea because it's a corner lot, but, you know, it's not that big where it's going to make a difference. Okay, that's a good idea. I think that might do it. So.
Yeah, and Randy, in healthy soils, like... I think it's 3 or 4 days was the data on that grass breaks down enough to no longer be visible as grass. So
Okay. Very good. Well, I appreciate y'all's help. Appreciate your show.
Oh, thanks, Randy. Thanks for the call this morning.
Bye-bye. Yeah.
Like, have you ever noticed somebody who hasn't mowed their lawn in a long time and they mow it and there's these clumps of grass everywhere?
Right.
It never lasts. It goes away so quick.
It goes away so quick, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really wild because I think about like the times where we've had maybe parties when kids come over and we get out the little kiddie pool, fill it with water, forget to pick it up.
Yes.
And then, you know, there's that 4-foot wide circle, perfectly shaped, but the grass comes back in like a second. So I'm thinking there's more of a chemical hit than a heat hit.
Could be.
What I'm thinking. So, but, you know, if it's just stopping where the wheels are stopped, you get the bin. And this is maybe a great message to you out there. If you're bagging your grass, especially if you're a home mower, you're not getting somebody else to do it for you. That's a lot of work. And I think it like triples the time of mowing because you have to stop so much to get the bag out. So that's just my take. It's awesome fertilizer. One of the secrets to a healthy lawn is just leaving the clippings there. So, yeah, kind of great. Randy, obviously glad we were helped. Don't be a stranger. You know, maybe give us a call back if you try the method we're suggesting. Let us know if it works or how it works. We love hearing from you guys. 281-496-5711. Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens.
281-496-5711.
We're going to come back with the email question of the week here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Crabgrass blows, sneaks into your yard, spreads like crazy, ruins your lawn. There's one weed killer naturally safer for people and pets. AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer snuffs out crabgrass, dollarweed, clover, and other weeds without harming St. Augustine, Bermuda, and most yard grasses. Proven effective organically. See results in just days. Simple to apply and kills the roots. Blow weeds away naturally. Grab AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer at any Garden Pro location. Find the store near you at agrilawn.com.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All-Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
More carbon is a good thing for your plants and soil. Carbon-rich fertilizers are best for both this time of year. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
This is John Ferguson of Nature's Way Resources. Coming up on Saturday, October 16th from 9:30 to 10:30, 11, our staff, Abby, who has a master's degree in wildlife biology, is going to be teaching a class on gardening for birds and the plants that attract them and take care of our feathered friends. So come on out for that. And when you're there, we're fully stocking fruit trees, fall vegetables. Now's the time to compost your grass to prevent brown patch. We got plenty of our famous leaf pole compost and lots of naturally composted mulch that's a deep chocolate brown. We've also had many shipments of fall flowers and vegetables ready to go for the seasonal color. Got plenty of remineralizer to get the trace elements back in your soil for your health. Come on up to see us. We're just a short drive north of Houston, just north of the Woodlands. Take the Sherbrooke Circle exit, which is exit 81, and just go up there, make a right turn. You see a big sign, and we have a 42-acre facility to provide all your gardening needs. Follow us on our Facebook page or come to our website at naturewayresources.com. And we also have a wonderful electronic newsletter. It's free, written by Brenda Smith, the Lazy Gardener. You can sign up for it on our website. And we just started a new series on all 79 elements in the human body and what they do for plants, animals, and humans. So come visit us. All right, let's get back to Anita and Danny.
Thank you, John. And we are back.
Yes, we are.
Anita and Danny. 281-496-5711. We're going to keep answering your gardening questions because that's what we do. We're helping you out. That's our goal. Garth, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yeah, hi. Thank you. I was just calling in reference to the prior caller who I think you were recommending they just mulch their grass back into the lawn as opposed to catching it or bagging it. And I was curious, is there ever a point, because we have a lawn service come once a week, and I notice sometimes, especially in the summer when it's growing pretty quickly and we have some rain, that the grass gets pretty long. And is there ever a point where you're cutting off too much of the blade? Does it hurt the grass if you have a blade of grass that's 4 inches long and you're cutting off 2.5-3 inches of it?
No, it doesn't. What matters is from the base to the top of the plant, especially with your St. Augustine. You never want to cut shorter than it's 3 to 4 inches.
Yeah, 3.5 to 4. So Garth, there's a stolon is what it's called. It's mm-hmm. like the growth, like the crown or the bud of St. Augustine or Bermuda uh-huh. grass.
Right.
And if you get to a point where you're chopping that, that's problematic.
Right.
I feel like your instinct is great though, because as the summer wears on and we're mowing, our blades get more dull.
Right.
And that's when things get a little bit dangerous because we start kind of like,
pulling
you know,
it up.
Yeah,
yes.
like ripping
you can
it.
You can tell because
right.
it's shredded looking, and then the edges of the blades are brown.
And so
brown.
This is a danger in mowing low especially, mm-hmm. is
yeah.
that you can actually like really get yourself a disease from that. Silver leaf spot can come back for some people. So, right. But no, chopping them off, it's not like some grasses would respond negatively to that, especially crowned grasses, but grasses with a stolon. Right. St. Augustine's is about an inch and a half, and so okay. It's way down there. But it doesn't like the sun.
As high as possible.
Yeah.
And so they do, and then sometimes if it grows real quickly, I'll run over it myself with my lawnmower.
Oh, nice.
Just, I won't bag it. I'll just mulch it.
Cause yeah.
I don't like it when it gets too clumpy in there, and I feel like I got to go out and rake it into the lawn and stuff.
But, sure, I understand.
I understand. Well, look, I appreciate it. I just added that quick question, but it's a question I've had for years. And
yeah.
I was listening today, and I thought I'll give you guys a call. But I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thanks, Garth. We welcome the call. We always love kind of informational questions.
Well, I just want to tell Garth that speaking as a lazy person,
no,
when
come
that
on.
Grass all clumps like that, I never do anything because it dries out really rapidly and blows away.
There's actually some data suggests that that becomes like a earthworm destination
because
the bacteria love breaking down that grass. And
yes.
So it's a good way to encourage earthworms actually.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this too, Garth, is that it's good you're getting out. More growth means more nutrient use, more nitrogen use from the soil. And so leaving those clippings down is a way to maintain a nutrient nitrogen level, right? You're kind of putting back what you're getting out. It's kind of like a cycle, kind of like one.
Yes.
Not exactly like one. Okay, Melinda, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Yes, thank you very much. I want to ask, which fertilizer is best for St. Augustine? And a fertilizer that could also eliminate small ground cover weeds? And is this a good time of the year to apply fertilizer to that?
Composting is always good to put on as a fertilizer. As far as getting rid of small weeds, the more you use a natural fertilizer such as the MicroLife and the compost, the stronger your, especially St. Augustine gets, it will choke out any of your ground cover weeds. It's just a matter of patience and time.
And soil health.
And soil health, yes. The only time I see it doesn't work real well is shady areas because St. Augustine likes sunlight, so it's not as vigorous, and that's when sometimes you can get those smaller ground cover weeds.
Melinda, how high are you mowing the lawn?
It's, I guess, 3 inches. It's pretty good. I don't think it's too sharp, but does it need to be taller?
Yeah, sometimes what happens is when we keep it shorter, we're just encouraging weeds by allowing light to get to the ground. And then if you are relying on something like a weed and feed, you're generally not helping the soil out, and so it only works for the time it's present. And so if you can just switch to a compost or MicroLife, which is a locally made phenomenal fertilizer that actually improves the soil and feeds the plant. It both feeds the soil food web, which feeds the plant, and feeds the plant directly. And you end up getting the situation where especially this time of year, the St. Augustine should be just thriving. Tall, quick growth, kind of dominating the weeds around it. Mm-hmm. And if that's not your experience, then usually one thing that needs to change is the soil health. Compaction can be a problem. But you might just want to check your mower height, see if maybe it's a 2.5 or something like that, 3, and just, chuck it up a couple pegs, right?
Okay, all right. And where would you suggest I get the compost? Do I buy it, or how do I find compost?
You can find compost at all of the Home Show Garden Pros co-ops, including the mine at Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out in Katy. Where do you live?
I live in Clear Lake, so it's quite a distance to Katy.
Yes. Who's near Clear Lake?
Well, a great thing to do is check out our website, homeshowgardenpros.com, and you can check on there to see where Nature's Way is sold, and also you can see where MicroLife is sold.
Wouldn't it be...
Okay.
I think the most expedient thing to do is homeshowgardenpros.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have a little product finder that will help you out.
Yes.
And one quick other question. I have an azalea plant that has gotten very big. It's pot-bound now, and I need to put that in the ground. Is there a way that should be planted?
I mean, I like square holes in this situation.
I knew you'd say square hole.
And getting really good compost will help, but you definitely want to scuff up those outer roots. If it's with a garden knife or a trowel or even a serrated kitchen knife.
And scuff up the hole.
Well, that's where a square hole comes in play, is that it actually it means that you don't get a root ball. You get roots that go out in the soil.
Yes.
And then do not plant it too low. A lot of people do that with azaleas, and they'll survive, but they won't thrive.
They won't. We had planted a row of azaleas at the shop, and all of them were doing great except this one. And I went out and looked at it, and sure enough, it was planted way too low.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was
all
looking
right.
bad.
Is there special soil I should use for azaleas?
I mean, I might just use compost if you're planting something like this from a pot, and then really come along pretty strong with the MicroLife acidifier in the pink bag.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I really enjoy your show. Thank you.
Of course, Melinda. Now, Nature's Way Resources does have an excellent rose soil that if you're doing a bed or a big planting, it's really nice to use for any acid living plants. 281-496-5711. That's how we
you
talk
reach
to
us.
You. Yeah, that's how you reach us.
Give
yeah.
us a call.
And again, our big goal is helping you out, helping with your problem. We're going to take a break, talk to Peggy, hopefully get to our email question of the day. That'll be fun too. So Peggy, just hang on there. We'll be with you after a quick break. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Summer is tough on lawnmowers. The ethanol in our gasoline can gum up the fuel system, making them run rough, if you can even get them started. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer and Lawnmower Repair Shop. We can tune up your lawnmower, sharpen your blade, giving you a happier and healthier lawn. Since 1955, we have helped homeowners like you to improve their lawn and landscaping with trusted advice, tools, and solutions to fit your every need. Come see us, Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, southwestfertilizer.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
As we talk solutions to your lawn and garden problems, we of course would be remiss. Sorry, is this Beyonce? Look at that. We were talking about it earlier. We're here with the Beyonce of water gardening, and there's Beyonce's song. Oh my gosh. So, Queen A over here. Queen Anita. So anyway, back to Monterey Lawn and Garden. These folks are just making solutions for you. That is what they're doing. They're making like products that really work for your problems. So, I mean, they have a great website, MontereyLawnGarden.com. And you're just going to be like, oh, wow, I didn't know that was even like a thing. That's so helpful. One of the big ones is the Monterey Complete Disease Control. As we're really dealing with boxwood loss, we're starting to see like Pittosporum have some fungal problems. That complete disease control is awesome. It increases the immunity of the plant itself, fights off disease fungi. So healthier plant and less problems, like that's rad. Also, of course, you know, Monterey BT is awesome.
Yeah, it's great for treating any type of caterpillar problem that you have.
Boop! Monterey BT in, caterpillar out. Mm-hmm. It's easy to apply. You can put it in a backpack sprayer, in a hosing sprayer, in a squeeze bottle sprayer, yes. ready-to-use bottle sprayer. It comes that way also,
yes.
which is kind of cool. And so, but you can really target where you're spraying it. One thing you can do is if you don't have active caterpillars on your plant, this is you're going to be like, oh, yeah, of course. They crawl up from the ground. They're crawling up from the ground. So if you're just soaking the bottom foot of your plant, you're going to not be spraying over everything else, maybe avoiding any sort of like, you know, lovely caterpillar if you have that opinion. And so it's awesome. Sod webworms, this is just an easy solution. You just kind of do a little bit more water than BT, but you put a lot out. So you really soak the area in and it just works. Like it's so, so simple. Sluggo is awesome. They have that Monterey Complete Disease Control Takedown Spray is really great. They just have so many great solutions, y'all. So check them out, MontereyLawnGarden.com, and all of our co-op members sell them. Mm-hmm. So every single garden pro you hear on the show sells them. It's just good stuff. Yeah, I see I didn't say really cool stuff like I do sometimes. Anyway, 281-496-5711. Peggy, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you. Good morning. I'm calling. We recently had a live oak tree removed, and they did grind the stump, and so I'm wondering, should we, it's in the front, should we plant St. Augustine like we have, or is there another tree that won't be so invasive in that area?
You're having root problems with the tree?
Well, we were trying to not necessarily have any root problems right now, but we were thinking we may in the future, so we thought it would be a good idea to go in and remove it.
Yeah, and that's what you mean by invasive. A lot of times people mean like it's spreading and takes over swamplands and stuff like that. Yeah, they're big, tough trees, live oak trees. You generally don't want to come back with a new tree in the same place where a stump was ground, because that those roots will continue to decompose, if not grow. And so it's kind of like setting the stage for having a decomposition zone, if you will. And before you put anything else down, I would treat the area with a pretty hefty layer of Nature's Way compost.
Okay.
And let that start the decomposition, speed it up more quickly, get to stage whatever, 4 or 5, instead of being in stage 1. Stage 1 is where you have a lot of nitrogen loss and a lot of danger to other plants.
Okay.
And so you want to make yourself like a divot and then fill that with Nature's Way compost. And then you can go back over that with some St. Augustine if you want to. I think that's totally fine.
Okay. How long should I wait before putting in the St. Augustine?
Well, if I would wait probably 3 weeks after composting. But, Anita, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
I've never run across this problem before, so I'm listening very intently to what you're saying, Danny.
Is that why you're staring at me like that?
Mm-hmm.
So, Peggy, yeah, that's what I would do. I mean, it's okay to take down a live oak tree, you know, fully fine with that. A lot of people don't, just because they're big, thick shade trees that have an evergreen presence. But if they do reach towards sidewalks, driveways, homes, and they're being overplanted currently. So, if you're considering another tree that's less kind of impactful, there's some great trees out there.
Yeah.
Like Anita's got some great examples.
Well, I would consider using the, Yaupon is one plant that I really like. It's a native, it's tough. But
yeah, if you stick it out alone,
redbud is the one I was thinking of, because it's a small tree. It doesn't get real big.
Right.
And it has beautiful blooms in the spring, and it also has fall color. So it doesn't overwhelm your landscape, and you can still grow grass underneath it as well.
But yeah, a lot of these tree hollies like Yaupon or East Palaka, even like a maple might be nice for not being quite as dangerous.
The red, which one do you like? It's the red
Schumard.
The red Schumard maple.
Drummond?
Okay.
Drummond.
No, not Drummond. Schumard. Drummond is the oak.
Schumard.
Yeah. Schumard.
Schumard. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Peggy. Good question there. And, you know, interesting conundrum, but we all have to make decisions.
Yes.
That do it. And I just cannot. I drive around these new developments and
they put in the live oak trees, which...
It's like the front yard is like 1,000 square feet. There's two in the yard and then one in between the sidewalk and the driveway. Don't do that.
Those trees are way too big for those spaces.
Don't do it. But it's like 3 feet wide and they're putting a live oak there. This is like a tree that is an unstoppable force. And I don't know, it blows my mind to see that, because it's like that those streets will be messed up by the tree. Or all of the trees will be removed.
They will be.
And you know who's paying for that? The homeowner.
And it costs thousands.
Yes, right.
To get a tree removed.
Yep. So anyway.
Think about the smaller trees for your yard.
But Peggy, love your thought process. Mm-hmm. We've got to protect our investments. And there are a lot of wonderful trees out there. 281-496-5711.
281-496-5711.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
For sod webworms, caterpillars, leaf miners, and fire ant problems, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Organic Solutions. Monterey Garden Insect Spray contains spinosad, proven effective against sod webworms and fire ants. For your garden, choose Monterey BT to knock out hungry caterpillars and veggie pests without hurting bees, birds, and ladybugs. Monterey Lawn and Garden Solutions, available at your favorite Garden Pro nursery. For a beautiful lawn and garden, choose Monterey Lawn and Garden Products.
Get your green on at Plants for All Seasons. From perennials and annuals to ground cover and grasses, their hand-chosen plants are second only to their support. Get even greener. Plants for All Seasons gardening classes are a fun way to learn something new for everyone, from beginning or master gardeners. Plants for All Seasons, 21328 Highway 249, just north of Louetta, and online at plantsforallseasons.com.
Bring on the molasses. Overspray your lawn with molasses
Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. And it stops fall fungi. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Fall is here. Great time to start planning and planting. This is Michael from Warren Southern Gardens and Kingwood Garden Center. We are fully stocked now with all your favorites. The trucks have been rolling in on a weekly basis. We have color, we have trees, shrubs, vegetable plants beginning to arrive for your fall planting. Bulbs are on their way, specialty amaryllis, lots of citrus. Pumpkins are just around the corner with hay bales and scarecrows and corn shocks. And now is a wonderful time for planting. Any problems in your gardens? We have the answer. We're having a lot of trouble right now with brown patch, crepe myrtle scale, and we have the remedies to clear that up for you. We're fully stocked, Warren's and Kingwood. And especially, stop by the Kingwood store. Take a look at that gift shop. The new products and the timely products. Decorations, and it's fabulous. It's well worth your time to stop by there. So come and see us. Look forward to seeing you. Thanks. Now back to Anita and Danny.
Michael, y'all are doing such a great job up there. Folks, get up to Warren Southern Gardens. Beautiful spot. This fall gardening, they're fully stocked, gorgeous. And I don't think anybody celebrates fall as well as the gardening world. You know what I mean? Like, it's just such a great... We got the pumpkins. We got the great color coming in.
It's the best.
Yeah, people are all... The people have stopped doing the summer hibernation, you know?
Yes, and like, you can get outside. Yep. We've got a full 3 months of growing.
Yes, and then spring. I mean, it followed by it with really like... Maybe we have to take the winter off. Probably not.
It's a gamble. It's a gamble every year, and it's a gamble that's worth it. Like, even if you have a winter, like we have one freeze, you can still cover your plants, get through that. And
scoop them up, bring them inside.
Bring them inside, yeah.
So, but that's awesome, yeah. Yes. Warren Sun Gardens.
We're so lucky that way, I think.
We are lucky that way. Mm-hmm. So, let me tell you about our website a little bit, homeshowgardenpros.com. On there, there's the listen button. Anita, you're familiar with the listen button.
I am, because I use it.
Yeah, and it's so I like to review the show to see how terrible I did the week before. And it's like a listen to it. It's an easy way to get to it. Phones, computers, whatever your device of choice is. Also on there, we do have a podcast. So the show is recorded as a podcast. We're getting more and more listeners there, which is kind of nice. Feel free to rate and review the podcast if you do get on iTunes or Spotify or whatever. And so... We're trying to engage you guys as much as possible. The listen button's great. Next to the listen button, there's the Ask a Pro button. Click on that. It sends us an email. We are active on Facebook. Love answering questions on Facebook. I get a lot of messages on Facebook of people dealing with stuff a little bit urgently. That's a great way to kind of get help right away. And we do our Facebook Live every week. So we're doing a lot of fun stuff. You guys are doing a lot of live stuff on Facebook too.
Yeah, we do. At least... Once a week.
Yeah. A week. Peter was on recently.
Yeah. They're going to do a once a month answer question thing.
Nice.
Peter.
I like that.
And Mary always does the live Facebook
stuff. Yeah. Mary's so great. Mm-hmm. Does a great job. That theater training really paying off.
It really does.
Well, what we do with those questions that you send me is you get an email response, obviously. I don't want you hanging out there. I try to get to all the questions. It takes a lot of time, but I love the listeners. And so we also read them on the air, and we especially read them at the Facebook Live show. So we, every week, do our Garden Pro Listener Email of the Week. Play the music. All right. Here we go. I have Bird of Paradise. Oh, this is from Trey. I have a Bird of Paradise that I planted around March. I'm trying to get to bloom. It's green and healthy, but it just has not bloomed yet. Does this take a while to bloom? Or does it need to get established in the soil? What could I do to get this thing to bloom and grow a little faster?
Well, first of all, it is established. It's green and growing. And I think it isn't blooming because we've had a great summer for plants to grow. Lots of rain.
Yeah, true.
And
true.
So that's why it's not blooming.
It has been a very easy summer on the plants.
Easy on the plants.
Thank goodness.
And so it's not going to bloom because it doesn't need to. A lot of tropical plants... have everything they need to grow, and so they don't send out flowers, which is their way of reproducing, until they get stressed. So I would recommend that, I don't know if it's possible to let this plant dry out, to stress it, and then you'll see it bloom, which is why we've seen blooms in previous summers from our bird of paradise and may not be seeing them this summer because of our incredibly rainy summer that we've had.
Yeah, it is interesting. Two things I do know about it is they don't really start blooming until they're established. So mm-hmm. a lot of people don't get blooms their first year.
Mm-hmm.
It is good to baby it because you really want those roots to establish themselves. Two, it blooms kind of fall through spring, not spring through fall. So those are there. But I love Anita's point is that if we're, you know, what is a flower, right? This is going to, you know, earmuffs, kiddos, it's a sexual organ. Right, that's what they are. They're made to pollinate, to receive pollen, to make a new generation.
Yes.
And so that is something to remember is that a lot of plants, if they're doing great, they're like, well, whatever, I got a great job and I'm doing fine. I don't want kids to mess up my life. You know, that's not what they say, but I've heard people say that. And so what they do is they won't, until they get a little bit of stress, they won't put on a new generation. Mm-hmm. And so in so many ways, Trey, I think you're doing great.
Yeah, if it's green and lush, yeah, you're doing great.
And you might not really expect blooms until next year.
Mm-hmm.
And so next fall, we're going to pull back on the watering, and we're going to use MicroLife Maximum Blooms. Great way to push some bloom growth that has a little bit of molasses in it. I love alfalfa meal in addition to it. Really pushing some blooms, makes a hormonal kind of swap. And so just plain old MicroLife has alfalfa meal in it. So just plain old, the 624, the regular, you know, multi-purpose bag actually will help a plant bloom. So that's a good, so that's your approach. You're going to keep using MicroLife. You're going to prep it with that. You're going to start teaching it how to bloom, but then you're not going to expect anything till next fall. And then we're going to stop watering next fall. Is that a plan? We got a plan?
Yeah, but not water so much in the summer either.
Yeah. Well, I mean, of course. Yeah. Because these are tropical. They love the heat. They love the humidity.
Yes.
It's good stuff. 281-496-5711. We're going to roll into our conversation a little bit about some other tropical plants, big leaf, beautiful plants that have a lot of interest, that have proven well these last few years in the mm-hmm. Houston area. Anita and I are going to discuss that as we return. 281-496-5711. We, of course, want to hear from you. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced, all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals, so grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955. Landscapers Pride mulches and soils, premium quality and locally sourced. Grow with us. Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant for faster growing, healthier gardens, lawns, shrubs, and trees.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-496-5711.
We were just talking about this stuff, MicroLife, quite literally the best.
I would agree with that completely.
I used to deliver it to my dad up north of Dallas. Mm-hmm. Now he can get it anywhere up there.
I deliver it to my daughter in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Sherry's brought it to people in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just phenomenal fertilizer. It's a local company, locally made. They care about people. They care about the soil. They want plants to thrive. They're just solid people. Like, Mike Sorant's a great dude.
He's the best.
And they're making an incredible product. Like, this mm-hmm. is maybe the best fertilizer that's ever been made. I'm just putting it out there.
I think so.
And it works on your plants. It protects from disease. It builds the soil up, so it actually reduces it's a flood mitigation tool. You want to keep more water in your soil. You use MicroLife. It deepens the roots.
It doesn't burn.
It cannot burn your plants. Mm-hmm. It cannot hurt your kids. I have had dogs, 16-year-old dogs, eat this stuff. They look like they're cows grazing out in the yard. I go, hey, get out of there. The only time they run is when they're eating MicroLife. And it's like, it doesn't kill them. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
So it's just really incredible stuff. Mm-hmm. So right now, It's still great to use their multi-purpose 624 on your lawn. I'd get one more of those fertilizations, really push your growth. Whenever plants are growing, they're pumping exudate. They're pumping good stuff back in the soil, and that's going to make their microlife work even better. So they have a couple of great products, liquid products, Biomatrix and MicroGrow, that are really going to help you with your battle against brown patch. If you're fighting brown patch, those two liquids are just amazing. A couple things in my toolkit I always use is the molasses, not surprisingly. And horticultural molasses, bugs hate it. It stymies fungi, not perfectly, but it kind of really does a great job of lowering the pressure of those two things. And then the super seaweed. I can't get enough of that stuff. So that's MicroLife. Deliver the highest nutritional value possible. Never burn your plants or your lawn. Safe to use for your kids, your children. You walking barefoot in your lawn, you can do it the day you fertilize. You will read other brands' labels, and it's like, do not touch the grass a week after you do it or something like that. It's like 3 or 4 days of just staying off of it. Well, no. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife's awesome. Find it at all your Home Show Garden Pro locations.
And it's the best fertilizer for a new gardener.
Absolutely.
Because you can't burn your plant. You can't make a mistake.
You're absolutely right. All right, we're going straight to Bruce. Bruce, you're on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
I went to your website this week, and I wrote you a question, and I never got a response. Is that the, I guess you're too busy?
Oh, Noel, Bruce, I was so offended by your message that I just... No, I'm just kidding. Let me see if I can find it, bud. Bruce. Well, go ahead and tell... Oh, here it is. You got a plumeria.
Correct.
Oh, so we did cover this on this Facebook Live. I thought I got to you about the roots, but so just go ahead and with your question so everybody knows it.
Okay. Well, first of all, okay, so I guess I need to look for the answer on your Facebook page or something like that?
Well, let's just talk about it now.
Yeah,
For future reference, is that what
Yes, it's on the live from last week.
Okay. All right. So I planted a plumeria of the spring. Now I think it's about 5 feet tall, and like the top 1 foot of the plant is like divided into three different branches.
Ideal.
But it never has bloomed at all.
I'll tell you the secret of a friend of mine. She has plumerias all over her yard, and they bloom all the time. And she digs them up every fall and puts them in her garage. In the spring, she comes and she digs a hole and pours fish emulsion in the hole and then plants the plumeria.
There you go. So, Bruce, your question kind of pointed to they do go dormant in the winter, but they do not pump a bunch of nutrients into their roots. It stores it within the whole plant. That's why cutting from them is so successful. You also, when you pop them out of the ground, everything comes out. All the roots, rinse it off, let it dry, and then you can store it in a climate-conditioned space to protect it from freezes.
Okay.
So, but you don't need to do that till it freezes.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, it's a very unique plant, kind of prehistoric plant, and used to growing in very sandy, loose soils. And a lot of times in nature, they'll fall over and they'll re-root, and that's how they'll spread.
Yeah.
Okay. I have been feeding it like a B61.
Yeah, I would just stop that. That is not going to do much help for the soil space around it.
Okay.
Or for the plant itself. So.
How about Carl Pools? The stuff that makes your plants bloom or flower. Carl Pools, you know?
Better than the B61, but the what I would go with is alfalfa meal. That's really what I would use, and like super seaweed or ocean harvest,
mm-hmm.
fishy stuff. The cool thing about those is they've got some hormones in them that kind of kick the soil into a new gear, and the soil will encourage the plant to bloom. It actually works more consistently than some of the chemical boosts.
Okay, so the alfalfa and...
Alfalfa meal, and I like super seaweed.
Super seaweed.
Yeah.
Late to put that stuff on now?
No, man. Absolutely not. That's the great thing about what we're going to talk about is that everything's going to be good for the soil and not be bad for you. I mean, you know, some stuff causes cancer, Bruce.
Yeah. How big a pot do I need to use to dig the thing out and put it in?
You do not need a pot at all. You're going to spray all the soil off of the roots, and you're going to kind of like gingerly put it on the ground or in a corner or up on a shelf or something.
Yeah, and one word of warning – last February, we had that terrible freeze, and so I took all my plumerias out of the garage and brought them into the house because it got cold enough in that garage that it would have frozen those plants.
Yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And just put them back in the ground in around late March, I guess.
Yep, you replant them then, make a little mound for them. They like some drainage. As a tropical plant, everything likes drainage.
Right, and every time you cut a plumeria, it'll send out three branches, right?
Yeah, new cuts will make three.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I've noticed, I'm looking at it right now in the backyard, and like one or two little leaves have fallen off.
Yeah, not a big deal.
That's just normal, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much for answering my question. I appreciate it.
Yeah, Bruce, and I will send you an email and kind of wrap up the convo here. 281-496-5711. Next up, we got a fun conversation with the yard geek, Bob Patterson. So, Rob, I see you holding. If you want to hold on through this conversation, that's great. Or if you want to call back at the top of the hour, that's great too. So we'll get you right back in line, Rob, if you give us a call back. 281-496-5711. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Rev up your plants with Dakota Rev Organic Growth Stimulant. Rev is the easy, organic way to grow healthier plants and turf grasses. Super concentrated, just add water and spray. Used for years by landscapers and elite golf courses. Rev is now available to jumpstart your plants and lawns. Grab a bottle of Dakota Rev All Natural Plant Stimulant. You'll see the difference. Available at Southwest Fertilizer, Friendswood Hardware, Garden Pro locations, or online at organicrev.com.
We want your food waste. Seriously, we're Moonshot Compost. We're recycling valets who make composting clean and easy. We give you an airtight Moonshot container. You fill it with food waste. Leave it on your porch or drop it off. Like a good valet, we do the rest. Composting food waste, keeping it out of landfills, earning you compost rewards. How easy is that? Moonshot Compost means no bugs, no smells, no mess. Learn more, get started, visit startcomposting.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Answering your gardening questions this morning on Home Show Garden Pros. And I have with me one of our favorite answerers of questions, the very knowledgeable Bob Patterson, a.k.a. the Yard Geek.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm great, Bob. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain.
All right, Bob. The question from Beth is, spent the weekend spreading compost on my yard. We ran our irrigation, and now we have a field of little brown and white mushrooms. Is this normal? Do I need to treat them with something?
Well, good for you that you put your compost treatment down. I think you're doing some great things for your lawn and your yard and the soil in your yard.
Definitely.
I am not too awfully concerned about the little brown and white mushrooms. Considering that we are putting organic matter into our soil, we're going to get those little mushrooms every once in a while. So is it normal? Yeah, I think it is, especially with the moisture and the cooler temperatures. I think that's very normal for this time of year. It's a concern. I would just maybe run the lawnmower over them, chop the heads off of them, or go. If there's a few of them, just go out there and kick them and pick them up and throw them away. That's usually what I do on that. I don't like the dog to go play with them or anything else, so I will pick them up when I see them and just throw them in the trash. We definitely don't want to treat any kind of fungicide or anything. Let's let nature work and that compost, get it down in that soil. I think you did a great thing with that, and I think you're going to do just fine with that. You might cut your sprinkler back a little bit. But other than that, I think that is normal for a good compost treatment this time of year with the cooler nights and the moisture in the air. So I think you're all right.
Got some good news for Beth, and that's great. So, Beth, congrats on your excellent mushroom collection.
There you go. Just don't eat the mushrooms. Folks, if you have any kind of yard and garden problem, we'll be glad to help you. You can bring a picture by the store and let us look at it, or a sample, and we'll be glad to let the yard geeks look at it and give you an honest assessment. Or you can just send an email with that picture attached to it to yardgeek@homeshowgardenpros.com.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.